Moving on, Saudi forces have launched fresh aerial and ground attacks on Sa'ada province in Yemen as the civilian death toll keeps rising. Saudi artillery have targeted the region of Bani Sayyah in Raza district in Sa'ada province. The Saudi warplanes launched 9 airstrikes on the regions of Maran, Malahith, and Zahir in Sa'ada province. The Saudi strikes on the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, have been the heaviest since a 5-day truce ended Sunday night. Elsewhere, fighter jets bombarded Ibb province, killing 5 people and injuring several others. Over 3,700 people have been killed since Riyadh launched its attack on Yemen in late March. Well, we're now joined by our correspondent, Mehdi Jamshidi, who is on board the Iranian aid ship Nejat, which is destined for Yemen, which is currently in the waters of the Gulf of Aden. Mehdi, welcome to the program. Okay, Mehdi, please bring us up to speed on your courageous journey so far.
Right now we are traveling in Gulf of Aden across the Yemeni port city of Aden. Because of the ongoing conflict in Aden, we cannot start there. So we have to continue our journey into the Red Sea and reach safer zone. We will pass through the Strait of Bab el-Mandab in less than 24 hours, which will be a critical point in our journey. Reports coming from Yemen, as my colleague in Sana'a described, the situation there is horrific. After the not-so-peaceful ceasefire period, Saudi Arabia has resumed the daily airstrike. We have a Yemeni citizen on board. Earlier, I was discussing the situation in Yemen with him, and he told me that, for example, in the city of Sa'ada, we have a total destruction of the infrastructure, hospitals, schools, and all civilian buildings. Throughout the country and in other cities, the situation is not much better. Therefore, the urge for humanitarian aid missions such as this vessel is undeniable. This is a vessel carrying humanitarian aid. We don't have arms on board, so people are asking what all the fuss from the Saudi side is about. One nation is sending another much-needed humanitarian aid package in coordination with the UN, of course, International Red Cross and Red Crescent societies. And the country causing the catastrophe in the first place is trying to block it. And not so surprisingly, the U.S. is backing its most important regional ally, not considering the atrocities being caused by Saudi Arabia and Yemen, Bahrain, Syria, and Iraq. This is bloody ridiculous. In order to reflect the clarity of the mission, Iranian officials have expressed that the ship will be open for inspection from the UN. The activists, volunteer doctors, and journalists on board are eager to reach Yemen and deliver the cargo. We, as journalists on board, have this weight on our shoulders to spread the word and bring awareness to the world. It has been a long journey. We haven't encountered any military or non-military threat yet. There hasn't been any inspection yet, and we haven't received any kind of communication from the Saudis or Americans. And if everything goes as planned, we will deliver the cargo in a couple of days.
Thank you very much, our correspondent Mehdi Jamshidi, on board the Iranian aid ship destined for Yemen. Earlier, we just had news of the Saudi forces launching fresh aerial and ground attacks on Sa'ada province in Yemen, and also a large scale of attacks taking place in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. We're now joined by our correspondent, Yusuf Maori, who's with us from Sana'a, to bring us up to speed on the recent Saudi aggression there. Yusuf?
Yeah, there's reports coming from the north province of Sa'ada that Yemeni tribesmen have taken over 20 military positions in Saudi territory, in the city of Najran. And whenever that happens, Saudi Arabia intensifies its aerial campaign in the north province of Sa'ada. And this is what we are seeing right now. Some Yemeni tribesmen are taking matters into their own hand, and they're advancing deep into Saudi territory because they've had some of their tribesmen killed in these airstrikes, which have continued for since March 26, that killed members of Yemeni clans. And this is something which the Ansar Allah movement, they warn Saudi Arabia that they will not be held accountable for Yemeni tribesmen who decide to take matters into their own hand and seek revenge deep into Saudi territory.
Thank you, Yusuf. Prestige Yusuf Maori joining us from the Yemeni capital.